A word for you from Isaiah 43, verse 26 and 27. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case, that you may be acquitted. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me. The Lord uses amazing analogies about his people, how even the jackals and the ostriches in the wilderness praise him more than his own people Israel. And remember, it is put here not for Israel's sake anymore, but for your sake, for my sake. Because if you have been saved by his grace, you are the new Israel. God has chosen you, and he wants to walk a life with you, an eternity with you. In the previous verse he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. The purposes of God are amazing. It will take all eternity to begin to understand why God says that for his own sake he forgives sin. Now he says to his people, argue with me, contend with me, put me in remembrance now. Let's state your case. You tell me why you want to be acquitted, and I'll acquit you. Basically, he's saying, if you don't want to accept my forgiveness, my blotting out of your sin, and the fact that I will remember your sins no more, if you want to go to trial, well, try me then, and let's see whether you can state your case so that you may be acquitted. But of course, God's aim here is to show that we can't acquit ourselves. We are guilty because of our own personal sin. And the Lord reminds them that even their first fathers, even Adam and Eve, and even all the great heroes that have gone before them, even their mediators, the Lord says, have transgressed against him. And the Lord here is actually pointing to the fact that he needs to do the mediating. Jesus Christ is the great mediator. That's why in the New Testament, the shadow of these things is found to have its ultimate fulfillment in our Lord Jesus Christ, he who is the only mediator. No sacrifice is able to mediate between us and God. It is only the Lord himself who is the sacrifice. The Lord says even our own attempts at mediation are transgression against God. Why not use God's way of forgiveness?